Good evening. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us as the people of God together to give thanks to God for the many things that he does for us. Much to stand as we begin our service, remembering whose we are, having been claimed in the waters of holy baptism and beginning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. God, I thank you for the many things that you do for us. That you have sent your Son to die for us and have saved us. That you give us our clothing and shoes, our house and home. Everything that we have is a gift from you. So Lord, I pray that every day we would put these things at the front of our mind, looking to you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen. We profess our shared faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Our first reading for tonight comes from the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. Our sermon reading for tonight comes from the book of the Philippians, the 4th chapter. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Among other things, Thanksgiving marks the end of the liturgical calendar. How has this past year been? Last December in Germany, there was a man who drove into a Christmas market in Magdeburg, killing 5 people and injuring 200. In January, there was a 21-day fire that devastated a significant portion of Southern California. In February, the Greek island of Santorini experienced more than 200 earthquakes in over 48 hours. In March, a blizzard left 400,000 people without power in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In April, a nightclub roof collapsed in the Dominican Republic, which killed 221 people and injured another 160. In May, an F3 tornado ripped through St. Louis, cutting a path almost 23 miles long, leaving more than 10,000 properties damaged or destroyed. In June, an Air India flight crashed moments after takeoff, and all except one of the 242 passengers and dozens of others on the ground were killed. In July, flash flooding in Texas led to the death of at least 135 people. In August, a major landslide in western Sudan destroyed an entire village, killing at least 1,000 people. In September, Charlie Kirk was assassinated while addressing an audience on the campus of Utah Valley University. In October, at least 2,000 unarmed civilians were killed by rapid support forces in western Sudan. And this month, more sensational death and pain and suffering. Also in public events this year included large amount of financial and political uncertainty. And none of this is touching on the hurts that hit much closer to home. Lives lost, relationships broken, finances stretched, health in shambles, energy and focus long flown out the window. Every aspect of reality weighing you down like one boulder lying on top of another, leaving you feeling hurt, confused, anxious, disparaging, depressed, disjointed, detached, and so on. My question for you is, does this reflect a picture of what you focus your life on right now? In other words, are the things that I described just now what grabs all your attention and focus on a day-to-day basis? I invite you to hear once again the words of God through the Apostle Paul. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put that into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. What is your whatever? Do you take your thoughts captive, or have they enslaved you? Are you the master of your attention, or is your attention tossed to and fro like a small boat caught in a chaotic ocean? If you daily feel like you are drowning, then the God of peace has a word for you. Stop letting your daily news feed be filled with junk food. Stop focusing on the things that you have no control over. Stop focusing on the negative things in this world and your life, ruminating until you go insane. Instead, seek out and fix your attention on God and take everything to Him in prayer and petition. Do not neglect thanking God at every moment that you have reason to. Look for the ways that God is at work within his creation around you, and that which is true, that which is noble, that which is right, that which is pure, that which is lovely, that which is admirable, that which is excellent and worthy of praise. When you find the former things that were discussed in the sermon all around you, do not put your focus on them. Rather, focus on the whatevers of God. Ruminate on those things. Put this into practice this next liturgical year, because just as terrible things happened in the past 12 months, I assure you, terrible things are going to occur in the sinful and broken world in the next 12 months. And so it will continue until Christ returns. But those terrible things do not have to shape your very being. Instead, let the God of peace shape you and mold you in accordance with his good and gracious will. Amen. Please stand as we confess our sins to God our Father. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." This evening, I'm going to do something a little bit different for our prayers, in that I'm going to actually take prayer requests if anyone is bold enough to actually raise your hand and share a prayer request that I will write down and then say as part of our prayers. So, anybody feeling so moved? Heavenly Father, again, I thank you so much for the many things that you give to us, and I pray that daily, while there are so many things that would pull us away from focusing on you and your goodness, we pray that you would help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. At the same time, you invite us to come before you with prayer and petition, both on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of others. And so, Lord, in that vein, we have many people that we pray for. We pray for Tim, who has cancer. Pray that he would be able to get the treatment necessary, and if possible, that he would be restored to health. But mostly that he would know that you are walking with him every step of the way. Lord, we pray for all babies in the womb, that you would preserve and protect life. And we especially pray for Sarah's baby, and that that baby would come to full term, and that would be a healthy baby, and both Sarah and the baby would be able to get through the birth process safely. Lord, I pray for Bonnie, who recently had AFib, and I pray that you would give her care that she needs and continue to walk with her. I pray for Mona, who recently had retina surgery and is recovering. I just thank you that she came through that, and pray that you would be with her and help her to be patient in that healing process. Lord, I pray that you'd be with Vita, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and how scary that can be and confusing. So I just pray that you would walk with her and guide her, help her to get the treatment and care that she needs, and help her in this time. Lord, I give thanks to you for Bill and Tammy celebrating 58 years together, and I pray you continue to bless them with many more. Just thank you for walking with them in this life. Lord, I pray that you be with Ed Hicks having prostate cancer that's spreading. I just pray that you would help heal him, help him get the treatment necessary, and if possible, that he'd be restored. Lord, I pray that you be with Jan Beasley. She is so anxious at times, and so I just pray that you'd help her to find peace. Help her to find her peace in you, for you are the God of peace. Lord, I pray that you'd be with Laurel with the upcoming biopsy. That she'd not be too concerned about it, and that things can be determined, both what is going on and what next course of action needs to happen, and ultimately that they know that you are walking with them every step of the way. Lord, I pray that you would be with Mitch, who recently had a seizure and other complications, concussion, broken clavicle, and surgery. I just pray that whatever's going on, that he can get the care that he needs so that he doesn't have more seizures and can get whatever treatment is necessary and good for him. Lord, I pray that you would be with Pam and her partner, Meg, ultimately that they might know you and that they might be saved, that they might know the goodness of how you have designed things, that they might live in that truth. Lord, I pray that you be with Ryan as he's searching for a job. Guide him in that process. Help him to not be discouraged, but help him to quickly be able to find a good place to work and to use the gifts you have given him to your glory and to the service of others. I pray that you be with Josh Liebman as he has upcoming surgery. Help him not get too anxious about it, but ultimately I pray that the surgery would go well and the doctors who are performing that surgery would do so to the best of their ability, and that he would come out the other side having received the benefit fully of that surgery. Lastly, Lord, I pray that you would be with the family who mourns the loss of the National Guard soldiers who were gunned down today. I pray that there would be peace. Pray that such violence would not continue, and that you would give care to those who have lost loved ones. All these things and anything else that is on our hearts and minds, Lord, we bring to you, the God of peace. And together we pray as your Son has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. Well, thank you again for taking some time out to join us in gathering together to give thanks to our God. I pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow and safe travels if you are traveling. God be with you.